Round two, the Video Diaries.
You will be dead by my serum. Aha!
Oh, mon Dieu! I am not ready to be deaded!
This wasn't the restful ride up the Liger River that Key and I had anticipated. The boatman Krug was roaring like a bloodlusted bull as he rolled his gross body to the wooden hatch and pulled out a gigantic double-edged gladius, as sharp as a whore's tongue.
I love to fish, and you will be mine bait!
Krug launched his baggy body across the deck. Luckily, Key and I were pretty nimble and managed to duck and weave round the wild swinging gladius. Suddenly, Key tripped, and in an instant, Krug swung the huge bladus down towards the elegant Frenchman's cranium. Oh.
Ha! You monstrous leg of mouflon! You missed!
With the giant blade stuck fast in the deck, Krug seized a giant double-headed axe.
What have you done? You have broke my mama's lucky charm. Look, the little picture of mama is all scrunched. You horrible man. You have no manners. I will teach you a lesson.
And to my horror, my French toast friend threw off his feathered pelleas, tossed away the red silk pallium, and from the rusty scabbard drew a poignard.
How about you, you rotten thing? Krokul este!
Key leapt at the Brobdingnagian Krug like a chihuahua at a leper's leg, thrusting and stabbing with his puny foil.
Take that! Voila! Ha! Shishi le femme! Wah wah wah!
The bulbous ogre fell back across the poop deck. I was amazed to see the warrior that had emerged tiger-like from this foolish, foppish Frenchman.
Don't worry, Video! Take that! And that! I will save you!
Like a streak of coloured ribbon, Key danced around the lumpy lug, causing great damage in small increments. A whack to the caput, a slash across the maxilla. Ah, now one to the abdomen, the brachium, the column, and whack, whack, oris and frons. Zeus, he's punched him in the rictus. He's twisting his pectusus and giving him a kick in the fundus.
Carpe diem, Kruger. You know, Video, if I was born, I might have made history. Ah, well, what time is breakfast?
Stop! Stop! Get out! Get out! Christian extremists! Why do I always have to shout, bloody writers? I'm not going to shout anymore.
Now, pull your what you can together, Ammonia, my dear. We haven't much tempi. This is a very short scene.
Oh, will it advance the plot?
Oh, perhaps, but I may use a red herring.
Oh, darling, you know I don't like seafood.
My special assassins, Heckless and Jekless, are at this moment closing in on Video.
Your toast and ghee, sir.
Merci, my good man.
I'm serious, Vin. They want you mortared and pestled. Dead.
Not being so alarming, sir. A dead Vin would be without pointing. No. Better to torture him so the naughty praetor of Corsica can finger plans of Nero's new woman.
But you just said you were sent to kill Vin.
Yeah. No. My toast is soggy. I cannot eat soggy toast.
Hey, Addictus, anything on you that might KO the idiot?
Dropsy-daisy.
We were safe in Lugdunum, but this was all turning into an incubo. Some twisted delusion, peopled by a loopy French clown, a dropout dandy dealer, and a wild-eyed guru with a penchant for homeopathy. Now they want me killed?
Wait. I am brilliantly struck with idea. Your toast problem soon solved will be there. I am remembering trick my master, Baba Ganoush, taught me at Guru School. Watch.
And this angular Indian mystic struck a Vedic pose. Baggy saffron pants astride, eyes aglare, arms zigzagging into a final razor-pointed nail at the tip of his long finger, shivering to a stop a millimetre from the surface of Key's toast.
Kazam!
And like a Vesuvius toppled sideways, a gush of billowing flame shot from the guru's rigid right digit and scorched Key's toast to a crippling matte black.
Matte toast? How dare you! You have cremated my little toast, you rotten fakir! It's not good enough.
Is Mimo just a flash in the chapati? Will Key ever recover from his Hiroshima at breakfast? And is carbon and butter good for the complexion? Find out next in The Video Diaries.